or to the Student Affairs Committee, Mr. Jim Johnson, sir.
Yes, sir. If I could, just a couple of very brief comments. In the process of honoring, as Dr. Ransdell mentioned, Dr. Downing this morning, I think it's so appropriate at this meeting that we're going to be making a motion that will add a lot to this campus. The Downing University Center is one of the most essential buildings on the campus for our students. It's going to be made even more functional and more beautiful, and it's had tremendous support across the spectrum of the university. And because of the tremendous student input and involvement in this project, it seems appropriate this morning that the motion be made by a member of the student body, Colton Jesse, representing the student body on this board, and in recognition of his role, along with so many others, in making this project a reality. We thank you.
Thank you, Chair Meyer. In that case, shall I make the motion now? Does anyone have any questions? As I can speak a little bit on the fee itself. I talked to the Academic Affairs Committee Student Affairs Committee meeting. It's been a long road for the Student Government Association. We had drafted an original resolution a few months back and then started to move forward and then realized that we did not want to move forward without further information from the students. So we launched an education campaign, and myself and eight other students involved with some administrators traveled to a few other student centers that have been recently renovated or constructed, and we actually received overwhelmingly support for the fee and for the project for the Downing University Center from students. So feel confident moving forward. So if there are no questions, I'd motion that the board, in accordance with a resolution passed by the WKU Student Government Association on February 22nd of 2011, approve an increase in the mandatory student center's fee in the amount of $70 per semester for full-time students, prorated to part-time students, effective with the fall 2011 semester, and to continue said fee until such time as the debt service of the Downing University Center renovation has been paid off fully. The passing of this motion will allow WKU to complete the Downing University Center renovation, which began through funds available by the university centers and auxiliaries. It will be a 40% to 60% split between auxiliaries and student fees.
Did you have a comment?
I was just curious as to what the fee was before.
The original student fee, because this is in addition to Howard Charlie, what's that currently at?
The current fee now is $59 a semester. There could be $70
on top of
it. Right. And once the project.
For the 59.
Once the project is complete, if you take a look at the resolution that is attached, once the project is complete, that $70 will go away and be reduced back down to $59 just to keep the building up and running.
And before we take a vote, Dr. Bailey, do you have any comments, sir?
Oh, I just would like to also recognize Dr. Charlie Pride, if he'd stand, please. Charlie is director of student activities, university centers, and has done an outstanding job of working with Colton and the rest of the student government officers as Colton indicated, when we went on our tour to visit, the coordination of all of that with the engineers, architects, and to take us to 7 campuses within 2.5 days and avoid snow and rain throughout the Midwest was a real feat. But he has done a very good job, and Colton, as I've told him on more than one occasion, he is his leadership is now putting him in the history of this institution. So I thank both of them sincerely for what they've done.
A quick question. What's the 59? I know that's not part of the motion. How long has the $59 fee been in existence, and is it ongoing?
It's an ongoing fee. Since this Downing University Center has been in effect, there has been a fee.
Oh, since 1970?
It's gone up over the years. Right. There have been some incremental increases in it. Currently, the 59 pays for the majority of our operations. Mm-hmm. Also, when you look at the total amount we're doing each year, part of that $100,000 a year is going back into this project.
It's the kind of thing that used to appear when I was in college on the bill as student activity fee, right?
No, this would be university center fee. Student activities fee is a different fee.
That's a whole different one. Okay.
This is a university center fee.
Okay.
David, didn't we have a fee for entertainment? Blood, sweat, and tears.
That's the student activity fee.
That's the student activity fee. That's for the concerts. That's still going on?
Yes.
Our campus activity boards. David, you're talking about the musical degree, not the sweat equity of your undergraduate experience.
Oh, no further comments. We'll call for
the vote. I would say, Mr. Chairman, I won't distribute these now, but following yesterday's Council on Post-Secondary Education meeting, the Council on Post-Secondary Education did act and did approve the special use fees exception policy that allows a fee like this to be conveyed with a whole set of criteria through student governments that will allow such a fee to be levied outside the cap, the tuition parameter set by CPE for tuition on the various campuses. And I'll be sending you several things from yesterday's CPE meeting as it relates to the tuition parameter and this and so forth. I'll get that to you in a few days. But I do have some here if anybody would like to reference the specifics of that special use fees exception policy approved yesterday at CPE.
Dr. Ransall, I'd also like to comment that the CPE and Dr. Bob King have been very involved with gathering student opinion on this exception policy. Myself and the other student body presidents in the Commonwealth have had multiple conversations with Dr. King. Actually had a phone conversation with Dr. King on Tuesday to talk about this before I went to the CPE. So.
Dalton, thank you so much. Call for the vote. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed?
The aye. Here.
All.
Let's register your vote.
Howard, do you have any informational items?
No, that's the end of our report. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.